Blog Talk Radio.
Hey folks, what's up? This is The Diary. This is your host, Stacy, and I'm happy to be here on Sunday, July 18th, 2010. And we're going to talk about a lot of crazy shit that went on this week. And, you know, my black people and all my people, because, you know, if we're going to win this thing, it ain't going to just be with black people. But there's some crazy stuff going on in America, and people really need to take notice. I'm kind of sick of it personally, because I'm out there trying to do stuff that probably most black people don't out, you know, try to do. So, you know, I get attacks from all sides. But this week was wonderful. This week was great. And I want to start off by saying what we will talk about today. We were going to continue with rioting the riots of the 60s and 70s. And I'm kind of tired of talking about all that shit, because that's what was, and history repeats itself. So I like to make people aware of what's happening, why those things existed, why they were able to jump off so strongly, how to avoid that stuff, because history is repeating itself. Because over the history of the United States, there's been one race of people that have really have not evolved. And everybody needs to go to www.stopthebrainwash. Everybody needs to go and look at that little presentation and possibly read that book. Because, you know, history is repeating itself, people, and black people is they're my main concern. We're my main concern, and there's really something that needs to be done. So my experience this week is going to be the catalyst for what I'm going to do. I can't account for no more. Yeah, everybody know I'm pissed off. Jesse Jackson don't do shit. You know, all these people have years and years to do things that are significant in the lives of black people, to bring back black people up. I don't want to see another black athlete. I don't give a damn about that shit. I want to see a black doctor. I want to see the potential next black president. I want to see the black business owner in my neighborhood that I can go buy my beer from that will give me respect. I want to see the next black business owner that me, as a business owner, I can look you in the face and you give me respect. And there's not criticism. I'm so tired of this shit amongst black people. Black people killing black people. Black people disrespect black people. So until we get that shit right, nothing else is going to get right. And I enjoyed my week this week. I thank my complex where I live, because they are the greatest. They threw us the bash. They do every year. They threw us one yesterday, and I met a very exciting individual that lives here, that his son and my daughter, well, my daughter already graduated 5 years ago, but his son is going where my daughter went to school, Natomas Charter School, and like I said before, the best, the only high school to put your kid in if you live in Natomas. Don't put him in none of them other raggedy penitentiaries. Natomas Charter School. Got an opportunity to meet this young man's dad, and all Terry could say, Terry from Baltimore. Terry, you think American Gangster? That's Terry. Okay, and he don't even say his name is Terry. His name is Terry. Okay? He said, look, Shouty, I'm telling them about all the shit, dealing with these little so-called men out there that want to do stuff, but then when you really find out what they're really about, they ain't nothing but some tape, whatever, but you still got to help them. He said, Shouty, look, this is what you do, Shouty. You got to be able to shoot a man, Shouty, and turn around and go to bed. That's what you got to do, Shouty. So that's the kind of fool he is. This man, he said, American Gangster, that was me. But this man got custody of 6 kids and his nephew. He's a married man. His wife's about to have a baby. He's a changed man. He's a Christian man. He's a man from the South, and I love Southern men, because there's just something about a Southern man. He handles his damn business. So we're going to talk about all of that. We're going to talk about the riots. We're going to talk about the NAACP and them finally coming out, which is, you know, they really should, on the Tea Party and all that racist shit, just to say, you know, boom, we're placing you on notice. And like I said, the title of the show today is Racism. This is played out as a Jerry curl. I mean, come on. I mean, the country was built on racism. The mere fact that we had brown skin, you out, we in, that's how many years ago. Then 64 when this young chick was born. Okay, we got a little freedom. Come on now, it's 45 years later, and we still dealing with this dumbass issue in America. Just the same way that when Abraham Lincoln was doing his thing and he was able to keep this country together by slavery being abolished, okay, this is what's happening right now. This fucking country is going to fall apart, and it's going to fall apart on issues of race because for some reason, you know, like Tara said, they just took their mask off. The mask just came off. They always been that way. But as soon as a black man they think is in control of their destiny, the mask comes off. He's a monkey. He's a this. He's a that. The Tea Party, a relevant, trying to be relevant party, depicts the president of the United States as a monkey, as a this, as a that, as voodoo, as un-American. But the most ignorant president we've ever had in the history of this fucking country that ran it into the ground is the greatest motherfucker ever walking, and he hiding out. And that other motherfucker, he finally going to have his last heart attack in the world to be through with his chainy ass shooting people in the face. You know, come on, this country was willing to give the country to Sarah, don't know how to read shit, Palin. We were willing to give her the vice presidency, and I'm almost certain that that bitch would have made sure John McCain would have had a heart attack, and oh my God, Jesus. Okay, so America, get your shit together. Racism is as played out as a Jerry curl. But, you know, black people, people of color, there's nothing that we can do about that shit other than adjust who we are because we can't change other people as much as I try. When I tried to change my daughter, I got a note that said, Mom, I'm out. When I tried to change my son once he was 18, I didn't even get a note. He was out. You can't change people. All you can do is change yourself and your reaction to the bullshit they want to put in your face. And that's what the diary is all about. America is a racist country, period, point blank. When you have the fat pig, nasty pig like Rush Limbaugh and that other fool that cries all the time as mainstream representatives of one party, and they're, I mean, black people, wake your ass up. And it looks as though we got to start all over again. We have to start all over again, okay? All the laws in this country are tailored to kick our asses, and now it's tailored to kick everybody else's ass too. But when the ass kicking gets to starting, we always last on the totem pole. When unemployment hits this country, it hits us three times as hard. You know, our kids are dumb. We worship athletes. We worship rap stars as a people. And I got to tell you, about my shit, we got to get this shit going because, you know, people that know me know I started a business, SF Johnson Consulting. I've been a claims adjuster for many years. I'm going to use every talent that God has given me to make sure that I can support myself. I knew that was coming. And I suggest all people of color, figure out the talents that God has given you, turn that into a business. Everybody does it. Even if you got to go buy your ass a little cart. I'm seeing these carts now, the L.A. carts. They in sack. Go get your motherfucking cart and sell some fruit. But don't rely on corporate America for your destiny, for your health care, for your livelihood, for your home, for nothing, because they don't give a fuck. And they've been able to manipulate this government in such a way that we don't have control over shit. I was watching the little turtle, the representative of the Republican Party today, and Candy Cagliotti, whatever her name is, she asking them straight up, we've got to reduce the deficit. We've got a $1 trillion deficit. But, sir, the deficit was brought in by your boy. What about how it was with your boy? And we have an opportunity now with the Bush tax cuts that he gave all the rich motherfuckers. You know, but then he wants prescription care for Medi-Cal. He wants all this other shit, the wars and shit. Remember, people, we had two wars under this bastard motherfucker and prescription drug care for the old people, which they should have, but he didn't finance any of that shit. So what that leaves us now, if you know numbers, our country only makes money when they tax people. If they can't tax you, the government doesn't make any fucking money. So all these homes that are foreclosed that have property taxes every year that the government can't collect, they don't get that money. All the people that work, oh, guess what? Nobody works anymore. They don't get that money. All the rich motherfuckers don't get taxed. They don't get that money. That's how the deficit builds and grows and grows and grows. These motherfuckers know what they are doing. They know what they're doing, okay, and they're hoping we're dumb. But, see, I got to do my best from now to the time I die to honor my God and to honor my parents and to let people know you got to come up economic. I'm in a worse position probably than half the people that I'm speaking to. But I got a whole lot of shit under my belt that I can use. And make sure you do too. And when it comes to black people, if there's only one other black person that hears you and wants to do well with you, you get that other one person, because one can send 1,000 to flight, okay? Two can send 2,000. Okay, get you another motherfucker that's like-minded like you that want to do something and leave all them other raggedy motherfuckers alone. Black people, you got to wake up. Ain't no going to work and making no money. They going to make sure you can't do that shit. Ain't no doing illegal shit. They got enough laws in place. You steal three pizzas, your ass going to jail for 200 years, motherfucker. Figure it out. Do your thing. This is the diary. This is what we all about. So when we come back, I'm going to talk about riding in Newark, New Jersey and Detroit, and how that happened, but the riots happened everywhere for the same fucked up reason. Low unemployment, police brutality, they're moving us in smaller neighborhoods, don't give us no education, housing is fucked up, everything's fucked up, and then when something unjust happens, we fucking go nuts. And that's pretty much the story across history. That's almost what happened 2 weeks ago in Oakland. They was hoping so they could beat some niggas' asses, okay, but it didn't happen. Sears had to replace a few fucking windows. But this is a diary. I need my black people to wake up. If you got one other motherfucker that's thinking like you, that wants to do something that is positive, legal, call me. I'll help you do whatever the fuck you need to do. I know how to write a business plan. I know how to tell you what to do. I know how to get you out of trouble. I know if you're a hoe, I know how to get you legal. I know, well, not home legal, but out of that life. You know what I'm saying? I'm here to help my black people. All black people are just like my children in my eyes, in my sight. And that's why the fuck I'm here. I don't care about nobody else for bringing up my black people. And Terry said, and that's an OG. You should have seen us at the park. Me and my nigga was bumping. He said, oh, shit, girl, you got me like back in the day. I'm like, shit, you 6'3", I'm 6'4". Shit, what you talking about, two OGs? Then people didn't know what to do with they said. We bumping, baby. This is a diary. He said, he going to give him a barbershop. He said, we keeping it real. That's the name of the shop. I'm like, baby, I'm going to consult you because it's going to take a lot for everybody other than black people to come there, but it's all good. We're going to keep it real. He said, because we can't have no false people up in there. If you're false, you can't get your head cut. That's what Taylor said. Taylor said, look, you got to look, shout it. Okay, by the end of the night, I was shouting. Me and my boy talked till 1:30 in the morning, and we said how we going to do some stuff. And I'm going to tell you how Sacramento, all the black people in the Thomas, we getting ready to boycott Legit Fit. And I'm about to tell you why. Because they can take black dollars, but they can't look a black businesswoman in the face with any respect. So I let him know. I gave him a chance. I let him know. And we're going to talk about it when we get back. This is the diary. This is where we love all people, but we especially love it in black people. This is Power Tower, baby, because if you got anything in you, like them people that built this country that was all in them ships and got dropped off here and picked that cotton and shit? You got power, baby. Let's do it. Really bad. this is a diary, baby. And that was Power Tower. And that's how I'm going to come out, that song, come at you with some strength. And that's how I'm going to come after, what's his name, Mr. Yoon, president of Legit Fit. I'm coming at his ass, and he already knows. So let me just go over that first, because this, like unfortunately, like boycotting buses and shit, we got to go back to doing that. Because somehow, some way, the balance of shit, business-wise, everything-wise, when it comes to black people, are fully out of balance. It's not right. And if you are going to sell shit in my neighborhood, in my hood, okay, and call your business a ethnic name, Legit Fit, nigga, you got that from rap. You ain't black. You are an Asian man. All right? You got one store. You got two stores, and both of them in the hood. So you selling all that hoodie stuff from China that our kids are buying. So here's, let me tell you my story of last third Wednesday. So I'm a business owner. I'm a black business owner. I've had one business. I worked for the white man for 10 years, and now I got another business that I'm starting. I can do whatever the fuck I want to do because this is my country, too. My parents educated me and gave me the freedom to know wherever my mind can fucking go, that's where I can go. I got lax because I needed easy benefits for my three beautiful, wonderful, now grown-ass kids. So I dealt with the white man shit. I knew I was going to get fired. I'll tell you that a million times because if anybody with my skin color wearing dreadlocks bumping, all right, bringing niggas turkeys at Thanksgiving, everybody loving you, but your supervisor can't talk to you, you know that bitch got a problem and you know you on the hook. So I'm like, let me be on the hook because you know what? I'm on God's hook. Don't no man define me. Don't no motherfucker walking like me, breathing like me define me. That's how you got to come if you a true believer in God. You know what I'm saying? And in my mouth, the Bible say, you know what? Come at people with preciousness and without vile, and I will speak for you. So sometimes I'm vile because racism, all that shit, in a country like ours where we built this motherfucker, but we can pay people for putting them in internment camps, we can pay every motherfucking body, but we can't ever, 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 never, 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 think about paying the black man. All we can think about doing is building more jails and taking money out of the schools. That's all the fuck we can think about doing for the black man. So black people got to wake your dumb asses up. Mr. Legit Fit, I go in there Wednesday. Gabriel goes before me and says, hey, I'm working for this consulting firm. We also do websites. Notice you don't have one. And we're giving you all the benefits. We got packets. We got cards. We legit. All right, motherfucker. He goes in there and says, yeah, we got to go back Thursday. So we're like, oh, Thursday, we're busy. Let's go back Wednesday. So I go in there with him because that's the deal. He goes in first, introduce himself. I go in because I'm most knowledgeable curse. It's my shit. I'm easy to convince, motherfuckers, if they are convincible. So I go in here, hey, Miss Dina, and I see that, you know, and I must say I'm not racist, but, you know, when I go talk to any race of people, I get the most disrespect out of Asians first and Hispanics second. The most greedful, the nicest, the most receptive race of people that I have to deal with are the Middle Eastern people, and I have quite a few customers that trust me, and I'm already consulting for them because they don't have this bias that our brown skin is wrong for them, or they don't think just because they came over here and infiltrated my motherfucking country while America let them, they better than me. So I go in there. I notice I'm talking to this motherfucker. He's looking at Gabriel, and Gabriel said, straight out, I don't think he knew I was black because Gabriel could pass from Middle Eastern or something, but not black. So, I'm talking to you. You in my country. You on a ghetto street. You selling ghetto gear. I'm a black businesswoman. You sell majority of your stuff to black people. And you can't look me in. All through the conversation, I was talking to him. It was as if I wasn't even talking. He kept looking at Gabriel. I need details. I want this, that. You have to. I got it right here. I'm the owner. He can't give you details. I give him details. But I'm trying to be polite because I'm a professional business owner, just like you, motherfucker. So, all right. So obviously we weren't going nowhere. He wasn't listening to me. Thank you very much. Gave him a card, left. I said, Gabriel, you noticed something, right? He said, yeah. He didn't look at you 1 minute. I'm like, yeah. Fuck him. Because if I came in there with $50 and wanted five of them cheap-ass $3 China fucked-up Delta to give me some kind of lead poison, that motherfucker be grinning and laughing, oh, yeah, I get it for you. You want another? I got color. No, I'm a black business motherfucker just like you. You in my neighborhood, and you can't look me in my face? I'm not asking you to buy this weed from me, motherfucker. I'm asking you to invest in me like my motherfuckers invest in you every day. So that just ticked me the fuck off. So the customer down the street, African-American beauty salon, already hooked them up, got a website. We're doing their website, and we're consulting them. And my daughter is going to be a makeup artist specifically for them. They said, oh, yeah, we do work with logistics. So that's why I went over there. I'm like, well, your boy over here. I'm like, I got two for one. I go back and I talk to Hakeem. I say, Hakeem, this was my experience with your motherfucker. You say you're going to do business with him? So he said, Stacy, you know what? He did me the same way. He said, but his wife looked at me, talked to me, Corey. I'm like, yeah, because they ain't stupid. They want you to shuffle down more black people because you're a black salon doing black hair, black, blah, blah, blah. He wants you to shuffle down the black people to him, but he can't look you in the face? And okay, I thought it was just a woman. Okay, yo, you don't look at women are subservient. They get beat and all that shit by y'all. Yeah, good. But we in America, motherfucker. And you are in Ghettoville. It ain't like I'm going to Chinatown trying to sell nigga shit. You in Niggatown selling your China shit. And you can't look me in my face with respect the way I'm looking at you. So I said, look, Hakeem, this is what we going to do. Hakeem took his little family on vacation, so he'll be back tomorrow. We're going to have a little kid of me and my boy Terry. Terry said, that's what we need. That's what we need. See, because Terry, mama, is a lawyer. Although Terry got in the game, but he ain't got no felony, and he's 47 years old. All right, these old 20-year-olds got 5 felonies, can't drive. All right, so my nigga say, his mama a lawyer in Detroit. No. In Baltimore. They from Maryland, where the black people care about black people to this day, where black people being lawyers ain't no big thing. His mama been a lawyer, retired. He had me talking to his mama. Mama, I got to have you. Mama says, look, baby, you need to do some business over here, baby. And when you come here, baby, you're going to stay at my house. I'm going to take you. Don't even know me, but through her son, okay, that takes care of his kids, not some old bitch-ass nigga running, but a man. I know I already got hooked up with an attorney in Maryland that is going to help me do business in Maryland where ain't nothing but my people. I'm loving it. That's what black people got to do for each other just because we are black, not because we get to hook up. All right, you dumbasses, we going down and we continually going down unless two people get together. Two people, goddammit, get together and handle your business and do business the way it's supposed to be done. To bring your people up. I cannot believe that more of us don't think like this. And then my boy Terry's like, yeah, fuck Jesse, yeah, all of them. They've been there long enough. It's time for a change. And we got all kind of conspiracy theories as to why unemployment is so high, you know, because they refused to hire as long as Obama's president. You know, what the fuck is that shit? Okay, don't hire me. Guess what? I'm going to make a business, and that's called marketing. I'm going to figure out what I can do, and I'm going to sell it to a motherfucker. Just like China Boy selling me belts, I'm going to figure out what Stacy can do. So you know what? Stacy can do a whole bunch of shit because I had parents telling me, get your wings and fly, baby. This your country, all right? We was born in the South, baby. You weren't. That's why we had you in Cali because we wasn't going to deal with that shit. All right, fly, baby, fly. That's what my parents told me. That's what I tell my kids, you can do what the fuck you want to do. But see, now this generation, they really got hold of the media and fucked our kids up. If you ain't Lil' Kim or Beyonce or LeBron or Kobe, you ain't shit. Go teeth. Like my boy Terry said, yeah, one of his sons, I didn't bring him back. Like, he got gold teeth, ain't got a job. He got gold teeth and he homeless and don't give a fuck. So I'm like, yeah, you got to help those that want to be helped. You don't want to be helped with a daddy like you. All the other ones is down, and you down. That's why I love dudes from the East Coast. They handle business maybe because it's so cold. They got to do shit better. And I don't know what it is, but this is a diary, baby, where I love you. And I need to take a break because I just got mad, and we ain't talked about the shit I'm supposed to talk about yet, but we will. Riots, we know why it happens. They fuck with us. We don't know what else to do, and we dumb because we ain't got nobody telling us, you know, don't concentrate on that shit. Let's go on to the next level, and that's what we going to be doing. development. So as we go ahead and pick it, legit say, oh, yeah, I got 5 minutes for another bird. So what I did with Legit Fit, so we already figured we going to boycott this boy. I'm going to pay, I got four little boys on bikes. I'm going to pay them to ride all up and down the street on bikes. Legit Fit can take your black money, but they cannot support your black business. And you see, the fucked up thing about it, it's not like we got, you know, 5 or 6, 10 black businesses down the street. We got Hispanics, we got Asians. Every beauty supplier selling hair, Beyonce hair, ain't nobody black in it. Why? Why? Liquor store. We drink more liquor than anybody. Ain't got one? Where's our liquor store? You know what I'm saying? If you can find 10 little niggas out there trying to sell you a sack of weed, what the fuck? Black people, wake up. Even if your mama's a hoe, you ain't got to be one. Even though your daddy's a drug dealer, you ain't got to be one. Come call me. I'll get you through. All right? That's what I do. I help these dumbass boys because the mama's a hoe or they're babying them so much they too scared to go outside other than to get somebody pregnant. What the fuck, black people? Wake up. Ain't nobody going to do it for you but you. So, no, mama. But I'm going to play Funky Land. You know, and I'm even going to start singing. See, I'm going to bust out. I'm going to start singing. So I'm using every gift God gives me because ain't nobody can control baby's face. And see, I run my mouth. So you guys will be able to see if my shit's real. But see, I believe in the one that is real. I don't have anything on this earth, including a beautiful grandson, a beautiful daughter that is more feminine than I have ever been in life, two wonderfully beautiful, handsome sons, a wonderful life. I'm an educator. People that know me and ain't haters, they love me. They're willing to help baby stays do it up, especially Terry. Terry say, look, you got, look, shouty. And I was with Terry till about 2:30, okay? Look, shouty, you got to be able to shoot a man, baby, and go on, go to sleep. So I'm thinking about Terry. We're going to play Funky Dan because that nigga is funky. If you can shoot a man and go to sleep, you seen some shit. You have really seen some shit. But I feel what he's saying. You know, motherfucker, ain't with your program, kick him to the curb. Life's too short to be fucking around. If Shawty, you got to be able to shoot that nigga and go to sleep. I love you, Terry. This for you, baby. This is a diary. We're going to get on to the get on. But, yeah, you know, I have to say, I enjoyed my conversation with my brother. He said, you know, this is what we got to do. Now my mama going to help you. My wife having this baby. When she get home, she going to help you. You got another neighbor to email me to help me. That's what I'm talking about. You know, I need some real folks, not some old scary folks. I need my job. I need my – well, what happens when they let your ass go? All right? What happens then? You ain't thinking beyond going to sit at their fucking desk 8 hours a day. What happens then? What's happening to all of us? And my good thing is that, you know, there's tons of black people without a job. So we can picket anybody that comes in my neighborhood, comes to my hood, all right, and disrespects me, but yet, you know what? He'd be happy to see my ass with a $20 bill in my hand. He'd be grinning then, but you can take from the black community that you can't give back. Oh, I'm like, you fucked with the wrong sister here, my brother. So, yeah, we going to do that thing. So I'm just like, I called him and let him know. I gave him a call. I said, hey, Mr. Young, this is Stacey Johnson, or SF Johnson Consulting. Oh, the lady with the website? No. The lady with the consulting firm that happens to do websites, and that's how we build your dumbass business, because in 2010, your dumbass don't know you need a website and you sell merchandise. You know how much you could be losing, you dumb fucker, but you don't care because all you see is a black woman. I said, but what are we going to – I didn't tell him that, you know, in my mind, you know. But I said, you know what? Yes, that's me, and I'm just going to let you know now, and I'm going to put it in writing, certified mail, that we plan on picketing your store here and the one on Mac Road. Said, so you couldn't look me in my face, you couldn't give me the respect due a business owner like yourself. I didn't say you had to buy my stuff, but you could have listened in a way that's respectful, but you didn't. I said, and Hakeem, your guy down the street, he said, you did the same thing to him. And your wife was smart enough, thank God, to be cordial. So we both are going to, you know, organize a little campaign and picket you here, picket you. Yeah, and we're going to demand an apology in writing, but we're going to let everybody know you can't come and take black dollars and not support probably the one black business that ever came to your door. And screw that black chamber of commerce shit, because I've been trying for 2 years to get them niggas or representatives of niggas to call me back, but they don't. All of it's a game. All of it's perception. Look at our kids. Look at our schools. It's all perception. And, you know, they pulled their last motherfucking card. You know, you go open the safe, there ain't no gold in the motherfucker. But this is America, you know? So we going to get it together little by little. So let's talk about riding and why we do it. Well, in Newark, New Jersey, they killed a bunch of folks back in the 60s, L.A., and Detroit, of course. That's where we at, but you know, the majority of it, the factors, basically for all of them. So if they talk riot, this is probably what's already been going down. Police brutality, okay, political exclusion. Well, let's give them a black president. That shut their ass up for 40 more years. See, that's what they do. They give us 40 years and milestone for black people. But everybody else get rose up in economic ways like crazy. So now that's our 40-year due, black president. You know, and let's put everything in the goddamn world on him, even though there was a retard that should have been wearing a fucking helmet for the past 8 years, just ran the shit into the ground. Oh, and then some fool, the president waited 70 days to make BP do something about the oil spill. I'm like, you know what? I hope God gets you, because obviously man can't. So I just pray God get your old lying ass. Anyway, all right, factors. Urban renewal and basically, you know, building a highway, building this and that, and it's always got to go through a black person's yard, so you got to go, right? Urban renewal. Inadequate housing, projects. Terry done told me so much shit that went on in the projects in Maryland. Oh, my God. I'm like, how did they close down 13 floors just to sell dope out of it? How did that happen? Who owns the building? Where are the police? You know, and I was saying, you know, I feel you on all of that shit. But you know what? All that shit is systematic. How the fuck heroin get in the street? Where black people got access to heroin to bring it over here? Where how we get it? We got Africans? Who? Where the fuck we get the source of the shit? You know, we let that shit come in so we can destroy neighborhoods and destroy people. You know, and the meth, you can tell one of them from a mile away. And thank God black people don't do that shit. I'm like, oh, Lord, as soon as I see your teeth going, I know what's up. Obvious sign, stop it. Stop it. My crack, don't do it. You know, racism crack. Chemicals, getting high off some chemicals. You was tripping. Anyway, reasons. Unemployment, poverty, okay? So in Newark, it started, right? We went over that. July 1965, Lester Long got killed by a police officer after a routine traffic stop. You know, that's what they do. You get stopped because you're fighting on BART, and then next thing you know, your fucking parents is burying you 2 weeks later. Oh, I thought I put out my taser. Well, what if I did that with your ass? Where would I be? God damn it. You know, but once again, it's not so much that it's ever going to stop. It's not ever going to stop unless you don't, it's just not going to stop. So we have to go focus on the next step. And for black people, the only step is education and economic freedom. And that's always been the case. When I was a baby, when I was born, that was the next step. My nigga got killed, and that was it for 40 years, 40-some years, you know? And God bless the NAACP for coming out on their asses, the Tea Party. Stop being racist, okay? So let's go back to the riots, though, urban renewal, so we know what that is. And now, back in the Newark riot, this is what I pulled out. It says unemployment and poverty. A profound change was underway in the economic structure of the cities of Newark and Detroit at the time. By the late 60s, both cities were caught up in the throes of industrial decline. And if anybody knows anything about that, it was mostly black people working those jobs. You know, we were the workers, and maybe the white people were the workers too, but by the end of the 60s, by the time, you know, the industry had gone out, the white people were supervisors and all of that, but we were the industrial workers, and there was no industry to work. So, you know, and during the 60s, it just accelerated. So as a result, you know, of previous discrimination, of course, and poor education and all the shit that's going on today, same shit, you know, there was a big impact with black people. I mean, all the white people were managers, black people were workers, there wasn't any jobs, same today. But it says here that, but it was black youth, same today, 30% today, black young males can't find a job. And they can't find a job because nobody will give them a job. Even if they find it, they ain't going to get it. So, but it was black youth just entering the labor market, like my two sons, right, seemed to have suffered the most in the long run, just like today. And the Hughes Commission, who studied the riots back in those days, stated the following grim statistics, that among 16 and 19-year-olds, my son's age group, Negro men, more than a third, 37.8% were jobless. So, and then you infiltrate the streets with drugs and say, hey, look, bro, you push this shit, and you make $1,000 a day. You know, even if you gave me a job there at McDonald's, I wouldn't have took it. But, you know, and that's how dudes like Terry end up being Terry. You know, because of this kind of shit, and it's a systematic kind of thing. It's not something that, oh, okay, well, this happened one generation. You know, we've learned from those mistakes, and we've moved on. Hell no. It happens today. Okay, they talking about rioting in Oakland. Anytime you do something unjust to us, you know, it's like, okay, here they go. Instead of, well, what caused this shit in the first place? So, you know, it happens year after year, generation after generation. It's never going to stop unless we make it stop. And, you know, if we're concentrating our efforts on other things that are productive, you know, our sons won't get caught up in so much shit. Let's teach our daughters to quit being hoes. They're not Beyonce. You know, you're not cute. The only thing that matters is education and going on to your future. We have to start somewhere. So we're going to start fucking up Mr. Yoon and letting him know that I know nobody else around here respects us. I know. Or the government don't give a shit about us. You know most of us are in jail. Your people make more money than even white people. So I know you don't give a fuck about me, but if you are even going to dare to, and I'm telling you, you dare to support your family and to pay your motherfucking mortgage with the money that my motherfucking people bring in there for that cheap-ass shit, you are going to look me and any other black individual in the motherfucking face, or you're going to get the fuck out of my neighborhood, motherfucker, and I'm going to make sure. That's what the diary is all about. That's what we fucking come to. But we can't find four motherfuckers to do it because we're too busy flossing and, girl, I'm going here, girl. I'm doing that, girl. girl, fuck that. I ain't wearing that. Ain't my. Quit being so goddamn dumb and stupid. Keep your dumb ass legs closed and put on a motherfucking condom. You're ruining yourself, you dumb motherfuckers. And I'm talking to my people. I'm keeping it real. Me and Taylor. All right? Because I can shoot a motherfucker and go home and go to bed. This is a diary, baby. We're going to play something good. I need to take a break. Shit. Terry should have never came my way. Because as long as I got brothers like that saying that and his mama and he said, you know what? I've been around judges and lawyers my whole life. And some of the knowledge that man kicked out, I'm going to use that for these dumbass young boys that think they got something going on and they ain't shit. I done told him so many scenarios. That nigga is a bitch. Straight up. I'm like, you go, Terry. Because I can shoot a motherfucking go to bed. This is a diary. This is a diary where we can shoot a motherfucker and go to sleep. Damn it. No, not really, because we love Jesus. We're not going to shoot nobody. But we're going to shoot him down with some righteousness and let the motherfucker know, you can't come in my hood. Disrespect my people and look and have your hand out to support your family. But you don't want to support my family. I only get to support your family. Huh? How's that working? You in my hood. Take your ass down to South Sac somewhere. You in my hood. You in my hood. So let it be known we own you. And then call yourself legit fit off some rap shit you call your daughter or your grandson told you to use. But then you disrespect the motherfuckers for which that represents. But you want their money. You know that don't sit right in the stomach of me. No way, no how. All right, motherfucker, so we about to get you unlegit. And that was ghetto bound where we going to sit in Mr. Yuma. Go somewhere else. Sell something only your people want, since that's the only motherfucker you can look in the face. Shit. Anyway. All right, NAACP, thank you. Says Tuesday, over 2,000 NAACP delegates today unanimously last Tuesday passed a resolution as amended called the Tea Party Movement, asking for the repudiation of racist Tea Party members. Oh, well, I can't account for anyone that, oh, what about the signs? Oh, well, you know, there are, you know, well, what about, well, you know, we're just for fiscal responsibility, okay? And that Negro is a Negro. So as long as he's a Negro and he's the president, we're going to have Negro stuff. So NAACP said no. The resolution condemns the bigoted elements within the Tea Party and asks for them to be repudiated. And I'm wondering, I asked Terry, so how the fuck he become president? If after all it is, you know, the little turtle leader on the other side, specifically straight, I ain't working with your mid ass. All right? So I'm going to let you know that straight out said it and then try to deny he said it. Well, their surgery friends will support. Well, how are you not going to support the extension of unemployment benefits, motherfucker? And that's a candy character, whatever name is. How can you say you support, you won't support the extension of unemployment benefits, for which I think my ass is out, of course. But you want to support the continuation of the Bush tax cuts for the rich. Well, what we need to do, well, there are certain things we won't support. Or there are certain things we will support. I'm like, okay, she's like, let me try it a different way. Motherfucker. See, that's why I couldn't be up there, because I get fired after the first motherfucker. Because you got to be so fake. You know, fakeness like Terry. I'm going to be in Terry's shop, Keeman and Radio. All right? And then he said, don't come with none of that false stuff. He said, don't come in here with that false stuff. That's right. We're going to keep it real. And cut some heads and all that. All right? So I can't be on TV, because I can only be maybe on XM Radio this year, because I got to keep it real. How can you say you don't support regular people like me and less worse off that maybe don't have like 15 million jobs that they can create because they've done a lot of shit, that have absolutely no choice but to get a job because they have a sick kid or some shit like that, or need that money just because they just can't, they may end up homeless if that motherfucking check don't come. You can't support that, but you can support Bush's tax cut to the motherfucking wealthiest motherfuckers in this country. That troubles me. That troubles me. Because there's more motherfuckers out of work than rich motherfuckers. But you'd rather support the rich ones. And you are there to represent the people. You know, where? How did government get all fucked up like that? Nobody was watching. Everybody's corrupt. Everybody's corrupted. That's what Cameron said. Everybody's corrupted. Some of the shit he said he did back in D.C., I'm like, if I'm lying, may God take the breath from me. I'm like, whoa, my brother. That's Denzel, all right? That's American Gangster we talked about. I love it because they ain't scared to do nothing. You ain't going to control them. And they know how to play your game the way you play it. That's what black people got to do. You got to play the white man's game the way they play it. So I was saying, when I go into them white-ass meetings, insurance across the board, I ain't listening for you. I don't give a fuck about what y'all doing. I'm listening on how that can apply to me and my business and what we do on a corporate level, on a bullshit level. I know how to bullshit people so good. I learn from the best. I work for white people. Shit, and then they get them old, well, I don't even want to use their Uncle Sam, Uncle Tom, fuck that. They get them sorry-ass niggas to help them facilitate the plan. Give them a little money. Give them a Lexus. Let them fall, even though they rotten as fuck inside. But they look good. They were the kind of little dirty dogs that white America employs, them little black ones, the dirty black dogs, to help them facilitate their plan against their own fucking people. So, anyway, Tea Party, you racist, according to the NAACP. Now they're going to go sue. The Tea Party going to go sue the NAACP for defamation of character. Okay, well, sue me too. I don't give a fuck. What does that mean? What you want? Well, I got some old shit from the food program I can't continue no more for another month or so. I'll give you some of that shit. That's about all I got. I'll never work for your ass again. That's for damn sure. Anyway, this is a diary where I need everybody across America to do what I'm doing. If you are black and you are in business and you can get a response that you think you should get from any other business person that's doing business in your country, okay, you doing business in my country. I'm not in China. I'm not in Japan or Vietnam, motherfucker. I'm in Sacramento, California. Okay? If you can't get that respect, you need to stand your dumb ass up. People need to stand up. And it's not only black people that don't stand. Nobody stands. Nobody stands. When they knew my ass was getting fired, you should have seen all them white people flocking away from my ass. And then because I owe her some money once I got fired, I'm not a Christian because I didn't pay her back the money. Bitch, you ain't a Christian because as soon as you thought knowing me was going to get you fired, bitch, you flew. Who's not the Christian? Motherfuckers will fuck with your head if you let them. That's why I appreciate niggas like Terry. Terry said, look, yeah, everybody know. I want everybody to use that this week. Shouting. You need to be able to shoot a man and go and go to sleep. Because don't nobody have your best interest at heart but you and your creator. And you're lucky if your parents do. That's why I always try to be a parent. That at least my kids knew. That other motherfucker I don't know about. But the one that shot you out got your back. This is a diary where we love people. We love black people. We love all people. And, you know, and we're not saying all black people are racist. But there's enough of them out there to give you the perception, you know, and then when you deal with them on a regular basis and then you get that from them, then, you know, we got to always prep our kids to get through life because they black. White people don't prep their kids to get through shit because they're privileged, they think. And their worst nightmare has come into reality. That's why you can't buy a gun or no bullets nowhere because all the white people got them. For some reason, somehow, they think they're going to get back what they dished out. And that's just dumb. But, black, I don't care about them. I care about my people. I care about helping people come up in an economic way. That's all. If you ain't got no money, you ain't got shit. And people only going to work for you with yourself for so long if you ain't got no money. But it is a promise to you, just like it's a promise to me, that you can have whatever you put your fucking mind to. And whatever you focus on, like my nigga say, you got to focus. Okay? Terry said, Stacey, you got to focus. Focus. I'm like, you right. You right. You right. You know, because Stacey let a motherfucker tell her anything. You know, come on. I want to bring everybody in the fold. All they see is, where can I get out of it? Or I know when she go out, maybe I can steal that TV when she ain't there. You know? It's like, God damn. We got to do something about that. I love my people. I love my sons. I love my brothers. I love my grandson. I love every little black boy I see. That's how I got to know Terry, because I was talking to his son about the school he was going to. This bright young man, and he's going to charter school, and, you know, this dumb society, charter school is a performing arts school. His son's into acting. So I told him, I said, you know, you're going to have a little problem when you go there. I said, but don't you let nobody dissuade you. If you want to be an actor like my 20-year-old son wants to be, and he ain't no kinds of gay. If you want to be an actor, you be an actor. Don't let nobody tell you you can't, you know? And then Terry say, he talking about his son, because he a man. He was like, you know, I said, this is suspect, because his little son was living with grandma, and he came with him. I'm looking at him, this is suspect. What the hell? I've got a reputation. So I told him, I'm going to watch it. I said, Terry, he going to be fine. Terry said he going to be gay, because he ain't out shooting dice and telling my daddy I can go to bed after I shoot him. I said, Terry, he's going to be fine. Yeah, he could be an actor. He only in like the eighth grade. He's going to be fine. Man, they're going to call me and I said, how's that little one? No, we're talking about that little one because he got six kids. He said, yeah, oh, for real. He like, yeah, he's doing fine. He in the Air Force. And he's talking about the little one. He think he's gay. Man, that fool, he done shot up four people. He said, I've got a reputation out there. I'm like, Terry, he's going to be fine. With a daddy like you, he's going to be fine. He's like, yeah, that's what they tell me. That's what they tell me. So I'm going to hold on. You got to love a man like that, involved with that kid, and then funny. Just keep you laughing. I said, you missed your calling, Terry. You should have been a comedian. You know, but that's what we need in the black community. Somebody out there might have had some hard knocks, but is a man. Nobody's perfect. And if you're a black man in this country, oh, my God, you got it. I always felt for my husband. I always knew. I feel for my sons, you know, just raising them. I had to defend them more. Oh, my God, I'm so glad they're growing out of here. I ain't got to defend their asses no more. I ain't got to cuss nobody out no more. Because just on GP, they want to disrespect them beautiful creatures that God gave me and you. We got to support them. We got to take care of them. We got to help each other. We got to fight racism. The only way to do it is to make sure, like Terry said, focus. You focus on what you need to do. If you think you need to do this, you can say, this America. There's so many things you can do and make money in this fucking country. Do it. Try to do it on your own. Get two people. Get some. Getting a vendor's license. I see people doing it now. They're selling shit. You know, do something. Be creative. I have 3 degrees, and I've got the nonprofit. There's so many things I can do, and I'm going to do it. And I have to ask God every day to bless me so I can get through it. You have to do the same thing. No one is in control of you. You are in control of you. Can't nobody, white, purple, brown, tell you who you are. Just like Miss Jenny, you can't come to my hood and disrespect me and ask for my money. What the fuck you think this is? This ain't 1964. And it's sad that I can't go to the black business just like you and buy my shit. But I can't. But I will be able to by the time my grandson is old enough to buy your shit. But you're not going to come in my hood and disrespect me. This is how it goes. This is a diary. This is what we do. Don't fuck with me in my hood. I've had enough of that shit. I've had enough of that shit at work. I've had enough of that shit in the street. I've had enough of that shit for my sons. I've had enough of that shit with my daughter, and it's time for that shit to end. And if I got to be the only motherfucker out here doing it, you better believe I'm going to be out there picking Mr. Motherfucking Young, telling him to get out of my hood if you can't support our shit. This is the diary, baby, where we love you. Have a good week. My last Monday was my mama's birthday, 88. Had me at 42. Mama, I love you. And I know this is exactly what the fuck you would do. This is the diary, baby. Have a great week. We love you.